support Cardiff's No Cuts 3. Three young socialists have been expelled from the Labour Party in Cardiff for the crime of calling on councillors to fight Tory cuts. John Williams, Joe O'Felix and Richard Edwards, all three in their 20s, joined Labour after being enthused by Jeremy Corbyn's victory in Labour's leadership election contest, hoping that this was a chance to create an anti-austerity, anti-cuts, socialist party on a massive scale. John and Joe proposed a motion to their local Labour Party branch in Plasnewydd, Cardiff, on the 17th of January, calling on the council to refuse to make the £19 million cuts demanded by the Tory government and the Labour-led Welsh Assembly this year. 2 weeks later, on the 31st of January, both woke up to find a letter informing them that they had been expelled from the Labour Party. Rich got the same letter too, after having publicly stated he was going to do the same at the next meeting of his branch in Cadhaes. The motion, which called for councillors to refuse to make any cuts this year and instead spend some of £54 million in general and earmarked reserves, complies with a policy that the highest trade union in Wales, Wales TUC, adopted at its conference last year. A legal no-cuts budget should be adopted, with the council spending the year building a campaign demanding more funding from the Westminster government, the three argued. Supporters of Momentum in Wales, called Welsh Labour grassroots, agreed at their Cardiff AGM on the 16th of January to back the call. Last year, rather than spend emergency reserves, Cardiff Council actually increased its cash stash by over £6 million. The council's own budget proposals note that over 1,600 jobs and £120 million of funding have been cut while Labour has run the council. The Lib Dems and Plaid made cuts too, but Labour should demonstrate that it's different. All three have pledged to appeal the expulsion. Rich said, "The excuse given in each of our letters is that we've been associating with activists and other socialist organisations. What's wrong with that? Labour should be throwing its doors open to community campaigners, activists, and socialists to build as broad a united campaign against Tory austerity as we can." Joe said, "The real reason is that we've challenged the councillors, and we don't regret that one bit. Representatives should be accountable to the members of an organisation." John says, "It's my 21st birthday this Thursday, I got expelled just a couple of days before. Labour should be welcoming young people who want to get politically active, not booting them out. This is the motion we moved," we note. The terrible damage done to public services in Cardiff as a result of Tory austerity, £105 million has been cut in the 3 years since the last election, and £200 in the last decade. According to The Echo, a third of jobs in social services have been cut, that the policy of Wales TUC, Unison, Unite, GMB and many other organisations is to call for councils to set legal no-cuts budgets, to allow time for a campaign to be built. That Cardiff Council's draft budget proposes a further £19 million of cuts to services this year and an above-inflation increase in council tax that Cardiff's council's reserves stand at over £50 million. That, rather than spend these reserves, Cardiff Council increased them by £6 million last year. We believe that Cardiff Labour should resist all cuts, that council services will be severely reduced if the cuts continue to be made, that if elected again, the Liberal Democrats and Plaid Cymru will not lead a fight to retain services, that for Labour to retain control of Cardiff Council at the next election, a change of direction will be needed to win back support. We therefore resolve to call on the Cardiff Labour Group to alter their budget plans, scrap the funding cut of £19 million, and instead adopt a budget which funds all current services, spending reserves and, if necessary, borrowing money carefully, in order to meet the gap in funding, while a city-wide campaign for more funding is built to then appeal for support from the electorate as the only clearly anti-austerity party. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 2nd of February 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.